The Most Reverend Dr. Alfred Adewale Martins, the Catholic Archbishop of Lagos, will now share a daily reflection. Your grace.
Today, 31st of March 2022, is Thursday of the fourth week of Lent. We reflect on the theme, Who is the love of your life? Is God the love of your life or something less? The passages from Exodus and John Gospel that we read today give indications that people can easily turn their love away from the true object of their love to something much less, and sometimes things of no real value. That was the case with the people of Israel as they journeyed towards the promised land. Moses had gone to get the Ten Commandments for them, but it was taking more time than they expected, and so they decided to turn away from the God who had worked wonders for them. They decided to make their own God after their image and likeness, as they would wish God to be. Much later in their history, Jesus was able to identify a similar trait in the people of his time. In John chapter 5, verse 31 to 43, he chastised them for not believing in him and turning away from him, while they would not hesitate to follow anyone who comes with much less credentials than himself, who came from God. He says, I have come in the name of my Father, and you refuse to accept me. If someone else comes in his own name, you will accept him. Dear friends, every turning away from God and turning towards something much less than God is what is referred to as sin. Pope St. John Paul II says, sin is a rejection of the fatherhood of God. Sin refers to those occasions when we set ourselves against the love of God, our Father. Sin amounts to rejecting of the protection and assuring love of God because we sin. We in fact are telling God that we do not wish to follow the directions that he has given to us for living our lives. That is not the way to behave. Almost invariably, when we turn against the love of God, we automatically turn towards another love. When the people of Israel turned against the Lord at Horeb, they turned towards the golden calf and exchange the glory of God for the image of a bull that eats grass. What a downturn in fortune, a degradation of their dignity, worshipping something that is much lower than them in the order of being, the rational, bowing to and worshipping the non-rational. There are three questions I would like each of us to reflect on today. Number one, what are the golden calves that I have created in my life? The calves that have robbed me of my duty, indeed, my privilege of giving unto God the priority and glory that is due to him. Is it one or any of the combination of uncontrolled attachments such as trending fashion, no matter whether it is modest or not, addiction to sports, betting, social media world, or sexual immorality, drugs, alcoholism, and so on? Are there still amulets or charms or idols that you keep around, hidden behind picture frames in your homes? Remember the words of Psalm 16, verse 4. Those who worship other gods increase their sorrows. The second question is, why is there no longer love of God in your heart? The words of Jesus in Matthew 24, 12 provide an answer. Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold. In this season of Lent, let us allow the Father's love to warm our hearts and turn us back towards him. The third question, why have you forgotten God's love and faithfulness? Look around you. Cast your mind to the past and discover God's amazing wonders and uncountable great things he has done for you. Let these be your assurance that the Father is with you always. Heavenly Father, we thank you for loving us. Help us to love with all our hearts, with all our minds, and with all our strengths. I bless you as we begin today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
That was the Most Reverend Dr. Alfred Adewale Martins, the Catholic Archbishop of Lagos.